from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am on the line with Assemblyman Pat Burke. Assemblyman, as you know, there was an officer-involved shooting that happened in Orchard Park on Friday. No body cam footage, names haven't been released. It's been almost a week now. What do you make of what's going on with the Orchard Park police right now, and what would you say to those Orchard Park residents who are calling for transparency in this particular case?
Yeah, I think we should expect transparency. I think there's going to be an open investigation. The chief certainly articulated that in his press conference. People are upset. We've received quite a few calls about it. Understandably upset. It's a tragedy for the person who lost their life and their family. It's also a tragedy for those officers who have to deal with that and deal with the trauma of that type of event. But I think we need to, before we just rush to judgment, I think we need to pause and wait for all the facts to come out and come into this with a clear mind, and if there needs to be reforms or if things need to be addressed, then we need to do that in a very sober, deliberate way.
Orchard Park is one of the very few police agencies in our area that doesn't have body cams. 3 years ago, I know you said you helped secure a $125,000 grant from the state that would have reimbursed the department if it purchased the body cameras and software for the program. Do you recall at all why they decided to not accept that funding?
Well, I don't think they didn't accept it. It's a reimbursement grant. So between the process of COVID, I can't speak for them. You'd have to talk to them. But I think the process can one time, it can be timely. You have to acquire the equipment before you get the reimbursement. And I think, between election turnover and, short staffing and, COVID fallout, I think they're probably still just going through that process. So once I secure funds and I issue the grant, it really becomes between the municipality and the granting agency. And so I'm not really privy to their application process through that. You have to be diligent. That's still public money and it has to have, important and significant oversight. But certainly disappointed to learn that body cameras haven't been acquired yet over, 3 years is a pretty lengthy period of time.
We asked a former Buffalo police captain why he thinks some, police departments decline to use body cams, and he says sometimes it has to do with funding and the continued costs associated with maintaining that equipment. Is this something that you think Orchard Park Police is grappling with right now, just the cost of it in the grand scheme of things?
Frankly, I think there's just, I could speculate. Yeah, I think it just can be a process. I don't think they're in any way opposed to body cameras. Obviously now I think there will be extra scrutiny on getting them as soon as possible. I don't think there is opposition to it. And if there ever were further concerns about funding, I've always articulated to officials in Orchard Park that my office is always open to discussing, further grant opportunities to secure more funds for them. So while in some, municipalities, I think funding can be an issue. In this case, there's already $125,000 grant that is, that is guaranteed to them. And if they need further funds in the future, I'd certainly be willing to help them.
I know, and my final question for you, Assemblyman, I know a lot of town residents appreciate the transparency of police departments who have body cams. And, you know, studies show that it's proven to help, you know, residents, you know, trust police, the police force. Do you think that it would be in the best interest of every police department to have body cams for their officers?
Oh, absolutely. Like, not just for the general public, which that is, of course, true, but I would also say for the officers themselves, right? Like, you're going to have, they're going through, you know, these, what is a pretty terrible incident. I can't speak to the details of this event, and I don't want to go, you know, go over hearsay or speculation, but it sounded like a significant, you know, and life-threatening event. And it would be helpful to those officers right now if they had body cameras on them, and so the investigation could be more thorough. So I think for the general public and for every law enforcement officers, I think it is it is important to have certainly. And if funds are an issue, like I said, at least in the state of New York, I think, you know, we should be working on that directly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.